And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And as we were just saying, what a crazy, beautiful weekend it's going to be here in Providence with the Providence Fest and all of the different cultural happenings downtown. So make sure you go to that website. And if you missed any of that podcast, it will be up on the Waterfire website. But again, if you go to the pvdfest.com, it has a calendar that, again, Isa kind of made me go cross-eyed because there's just so much happening. But it'll be such a wonderful celebration of our entire community. And they brought in a lot of different groups that are multicultural, that they're coming in internationally. And I'm still excited because they're going to be dinosaurs, 18-foot dinosaurs walking around Providence, and again, music and all incredible stuff. But so moving away from that, I am so fortunate to, if you listened to the show last week, I graduated last week from the Providence Citizens Police Academy, which was awesome. And while I was in that, I had the honor of meeting some of the most incredible community leaders while I was part of that program. And they are here, two of them, with me today. And I really wanted to bring to light, one, an event that they've got coming up on June 11th, which we're going to talk about, which sounds like a lot of fun and a little red carpet fun. And then I want to talk about the good work that they're doing. So, ladies, without further ado, I would like to say hello and introduce you all to Tina Shepherd. She is the Director of Community Initiatives for One Neighborhood Builders, amongst many other things, which she's going to tell us about. And Pilar McLeod, who is she started a Sweet Creation Youth Organization, and she's a founder. And actually, she sent me her bio, and it is so long that I'm going to have to let her tell you a little bit about herself. But hi, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's like it's a beautiful day out. I've got you two here. I know you must be so tired because you've got this massive event coming up on the 11th, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, so the Olneyville Ovies. So coming from somebody who's got a theater background, meaning me, what are we going to be looking for, and what are we doing with the Olneyville Ovies?
So the Olneyville Ovies sort of was my brainchild last year. I was at a conference, and I heard, it was a NeighborWorks conference, and I heard someone talking about something similar that they had done in their neighborhood. So it's been brewing in my mind for a year. And so about 3 or 4 months ago, I said, you know what, that's it, we're going to do it. Because every event that we do in Olneyville is usually a neighborhood cleanup or a festival or some sort of event where you're outside getting dirty and sweaty.
Yep.
And I wanted something that we could dress cute and look nice. But also the bigger thing is that we're recognizing all the great work that gets done in Olneyville. So it's not about One Neighborhood Builders. It's really about recognizing all the organizations, the agencies, the individuals and the residents that make Olneyville so special.
Well, and Olneyville is amazing. My daughter is actually working at, gosh, what's the name of the place? Is it Josephine's? What is it?
I think it's Lonely Nights.
Oh, Lonely Nights. But, you know, Olneyville has got, one, you know that I'm a big creative placemaker and community builder, and we've been trying to do so much of that with Waterfire and revitalizing our city, and, you know, especially with this new building that we bought, which is right near Alco, and really, you know, having that extend further outward.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just talk a little bit more about what One Neighborhood Builders is? Because I was really impressed when I was reading it.
Sure. So One Neighborhood Builders, people probably know our former name better, which was Olneyville Housing Corporation. Mm-hmm. We've been around for 27 years. About 2 years ago, we merged or affiliated ourselves with Community Works Rhode Island. So we're a community development corporation that really looks to, there's a few components of our organization. The real estate development piece, so we take foreclosed, abandoned, or blighted property, whether it's residential or commercial property, and redevelop it for low income to moderate income families.
Nice.
And then we also do, you know, asset building, so financial credit counseling, foreclosure prevention, first time home buyers classes, and then it's my department, which is the community building and engagement department.
Woohoo!
Which is, yeah, right. It's the most exciting department in the organization because we get to do so much great stuff. So, you know, we get to work with the police, we get to work with all the community partners, we get to work with the Department of Health. We just get to, you know, we're responsible for keeping everything kind of moving.
And so it's an organization, so a nonprofit.
Yes.
And so how do you sustain yourself?
They beg a lot.
Hey, you know what?
I put Pilar out there and let her beg for
child,
us.
I can get a dollar out of 15 cents, honey. You don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's tough. It's a lot of it's grants. Mm-hmm. A lot, you know, some of it goes to the real estate department, so with tax credits and whatnot. But particular for the community building department, it's a lot of grants. So mm-hmm. right now we're operating on two major grants from the Department of Justice and the Rhode Island Department of Health that keep us moving.
That's great, because I was wondering with this event, is it a fundraiser? Do we get to, because it said free, but you know.
Free is for me, child, honey. If you ain't got to pay nothing to get in and all you got to do is buy yourself a little cocktail at the bar, that is a party. Ooh, yes. Honey, I can't wait for next Saturday night.
Well, there.
So I got this trash bag on so I can take off some of this sweat. You don't understand.
All right, so Pilar, talk to me a little bit about your background and what you're going to be doing on June 11th on that carpet.
I am the CEO and founder of my own nonprofit called A Sweet Creation, and we started in Oneyville on Manton Avenue. And I am also the chairwoman for the NAACP Providence Branch Youth High School and College Chapters. I am also the New England Area Conference Youth Works Committee chairwoman. I watch over the 15 branches of the youth chapters in high school, college, and youth councils that make up the 15 branches that are the New England area.
When do you have any time to do anything?
Child, I don't never. I do. Listen, in my sleep, I dream in color. So I work and send emails. You know, in my sleep, I will wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, oh wow, I forgot to do something. Let me send this. So
she's
sleep.
the first person I call in the morning at 6 o'clock because I know she's up.
My boss, Barnaby Evans, would just love you because he's the same way. You get the 4 o'clock in the morning emails and it's like,
go.
Boy.
I am that person. So for the OVs, Tina thought it would be really cute if myself and Fame Ambitious, the stylist guru extraordinaire, shout out to Fame, hashtag styled by Fame. Anybody that sees anything that I wear that remotely looks like clothes that a grown woman would put on, mm-hmm. I have not dressed myself. Fame has dressed me. See how I look right now? Glad y'all can't see me. This is how I dress.
We're going to take a selfie.
Child, we ain't taking no selfies. That is not that kind of life she wants to live. But for the OVs, I am actually, Fame and I are going to be on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And when you come down that red carpet, you better be snapped, tapped, dyed, and fried to the side. Because mm-hmm. if you are not dressed like you are going to the Oscars, mm-hmm. we are going to want to know where you got that from. No, do not come in here on my carpet with no Polly and Esther, no Forever 21. Stay out those Chinese stores. Don't get your gowns from there.
She will send you home to change.
Don't do that. You want to get dressed up. Put on your grown folk clothes mm-hmm. and get dressed up and have some fun with it. And we want to just announce people and, you know, kind of give them a little red carpet flair, because why not, honey? Everybody should be snatched and fabulous.
And we are going to live stream that on Facebook mm-hmm. on our One Neighborhood Builders Facebook page, so you can see the actual red carpet.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss me. I've been practicing.
How can anybody miss you, my dear?
With this plastic bag on, you can, honey. I'm day glow.
So, all right, so the event, it starts at?
The red carpet walk is from 6:30 to 7:30, and the event will actually start at 7:30.
And what's at the event besides, I know that we're doing some awards, is there music?
There is music. Mm-hmm. Community Music Works will be playing as people are coming in.
Nice.
Then
nice.
We have a group called Dexter's Lab that will be opening up. It's a dance group.
Mm-hmm.
Not
the cartoon?
Dance group. No, they're phenomenal. I wanted to start it with something exciting, get people dancing. You know, it's not going to be your...
Average,
you know, event. It's going to be, people are going to be excited. People are going to be having some champagne.
It's going to be as fun as you two ladies are.
Oh, honey, I am a party in a bag.
Imagine.
You don't know.
Yeah, on a Saturday night with a bottle of champagne, it's all bets
off. I don't even need liquor. I'm partying right now.
So as I bring it back to, you know, funding and everything like that, would you take donations from
Absolutely.
People there?
Broke people love donations. Yes. I will have a basket on my hip. Yes. Give to these children. Honest to God. We are broker than broke.
Yeah.
I am not even grassroots. I'm seeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even afford to plant. Can't afford the dirt.
Well, I mean, it sounds like such an amazing event. And again, the work that you're doing is the biggest in the best thing that I have ever heard. And it was amazing to hear the dialogues when we were in the Citizens Police Academy and what you're seeing and the youth that you've been cultivating and trying to move along. So what have you seen in the past 20? I mean, are you seeing amelioration and outreach and things changing, or what do you still see as some of the challenges?
So not being born or raised in Providence, I am originally from the Bronx, New York. Bronx. Yes, honey! And then I went to school and eventually moved to Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Canada for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then I settled in Providence. So not being from here and being from a major city, I did live in Mass for a while. It's totally different in New England than it is in the inner city, where in New York, you don't have to be in a certain borough to go to a program in that borough. If I live in the Bronx, but I want to go to dance in Manhattan, all I have to do is get to Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Train, plane, bus, walk, bike, carpool, whatever. When I got to Rhode Island, I was like, well, what do you mean you can only do things in your city? I've never heard of such a thing. What do you mean you can only go to programming for youth in your city? And in Rhode Island, once you turn 12, there is no programming for you. Mm-hmm. And I am appalled, because that is the age, or a little bit before that, when youth start to really need someone to sometimes guide them, give them some positive influence, reiterate what their parents are saying, or help their parents say, you know, what the kid won't listen to the parent, but they'll listen to you. You don't live with them.
Yep.
So we deal with students between the ages of 12, and I will take them all the way to 25 for a sweet creation. By the time you get to 25, we're hoping that you've figured it out. And with the NAACP, we take youth as young as 11, 12, and then we take them pretty much all the way up to the adult chapters. There's a junior youth council, there's a youth council, there's a high school, there's a college chapter, and then the goal would be, once you graduate college, you would join an adult branch in your area. Have I seen anything different? Yes.
Well, I mean, so it sounds like there is things that are happening, and well, a lot of them are being spearheaded by the two of you. But it seems, at least again, that there's outreach and that there's programs that are happening. And we've only got a couple of minutes, and then we have to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the way that people can get involved in what you're doing, because you can't do it by yourself. Nobody can do it by yourself. So everybody, please stay on the line and listen. You're listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And again, we are underwritten by National Grid and supported by Lifetime Medical Services, just two great groups that allow us to be sitting there and telling you all about the wonderful things in Providence and Olneyville and Rhode Island, right?
Yes, Southside Providence.
Stand up.
We'll be right back here. Talk to you soon. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host. And I've been having a fabulous, fabulous time with these two great ladies who, unfortunately, I can't stop laughing. But I've got Tina Shepherd, One Neighborhood Builder. She's the Director of Community Initiatives. And I've got Pilar McLeod, who's, she's the creator of a Sweet Creation Youth Organization, along with a bunch of other things, which I was going to try to see if I could remember and repeat after she said them in the last segment, but honey, I'm really sorry. I just can't.
Girl, if they wasn't written on my business card, I wouldn't know what they were either. Well, I work with kids. That's what I do.
And you do a lot of work with kids.
Yes, we do. And at the moment, we are located at the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence, which is at 265 Oxford Street in Providence. Our programming is ending next week, but don't worry, we recharge and start back up again July 6th. We are doing the Summer of Civil Rights, four weeks of different communities of color that have faced issues with civil rights, from African American to Cape Verdean to Hispanic to Native American. Not all taught by me, because I am not. She knows a lot. She don't know that much. So I'm bringing in some of the best people I know to come in, Marco McWilliams. Shout out to Marco McWilliams, who graduated from RIC this year. Right. He will be doing our Africana studies, and we are going to teach children a little bit about their culture and about the civil rights movements and struggles of others. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to pair it on week 5, and we're going to go on a community service trip. At the moment, I'm looking at Baltimore, Maryland. Nice. At my favorite place, which is Catholic Charities. We love to go there twice a year and volunteer. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is, like Tina said, through donations. Donations, fundraisers. These children are trying to get to the National Convention for the NAACP, which is in Cincinnati in July, mm-hmm. July 16th to the 20th, and they need some money. So if anybody out there is listening and you want to donate to these babies who are working harder than Keebler elves making cookies the night before Christmas,
don't sleep.
Feel free.
These babies were in my kitchen making sandwiches for the homeless one day and slept at my house when she had a retreat one weekend. So, yes.
They sure were.
If you guys open your purses, the less I have to open up mine. So
that's right. They are finishing one fundraiser. They raised so far $101 in change only. All wow. in their piggy banks. They yeah. just turned those in. They are now starting their donation sheets where people can donate whatever they want, yeah. As little as $1 or 50 cents. After that, they will be having a talent show, I believe, at AS220 in July. Mm-hmm. And we are about to partner up, and I'm not going to say it over the air because I haven't really confirmed it yet, but with the local bake shop to see if we can do a fundraiser there yeah. and do a raffle gift basket. So if anybody wants to donate, you can mail your donations to the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence in care of Pilar McLeod at the NAACP, 265 Oxford Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Zip code is 02905, I believe. That's 02905. And if you can't do that, you can find me on the Facebook.
Oh, yes, you can. Live.
I am live. I do videos. I love biscuits. Oh, if you give me a biscuit, I'll make a video. On Facebook, I am Pilar McLeod. At Facebook, I am on Twitter at Pilar. On Twitter, I am Ask ASC Youth on mm-hmm. Twitter. Follow me. I tweet. And I'm also on Instagram at Pilar, P-I-L-A-R 232. That is Pilar, P-I-L-A-R 232 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you can ask me how to donate, inbox me, do whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, these students have worked so hard.
How old are they, Pilar?
These students are middle schoolers. So they are from Green Middle School. Shout out to Nathaniel Green over on Chalkstone, Matt Buchanan. And, of course, they are a wonderful array of students from classical high school. Yeah. Happy graduation, pre-graduation to my classical students, Noelle Frias, Chris Ann Davison, Marie Lua. Shout out to Destiny Legerton. These are some amazing students. Mr. Sean Carter, all parts of the Youth Council. Some of them hold executive committee positions. They have gone everywhere from Flint, Michigan mm-hmm. with me to donate water. They have marched in the Journey for Justice 127 miles from Richmond, Virginia to Washington, D.C. to protest yeah. for our civil rights and our voting rights. And more recently, we have done Democracy Awakening in Washington, where we march with the National NAACP on a Sunday. It was hotter than fish grease. Mm-hmm. I kid you not, but we marched with about 3,000 plus people, mm-hmm. all because our voting rights, our health care, our housing, and our education, they matter. Mm-hmm. And we want Washington to know. We want our legislators to know. In Rhode Island, we're very fortunate. Our congressmen, our senators, they all support, you know, the good work that we do. And more importantly, you know, health care and education and fair housing. But there are some states where they are not as lucky.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So
well, you know what we need to do is we need to talk offline about this and see how we can get you involved with water fire. And
yes,
really
Jesus. Won't God do it? Yes, he will. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I mean, we've got one of the biggest stages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And that's we often work with all sorts of different groups, and Barnaby would love that. So, yeah, that's going to be a conversation we're going to take offline and definitely make sure that we do something with you. But as you were saying, you needed donations. I don't have any money. I work for a nonprofit, so I can't really donate
anything.
All right,
time to wrap up this interview.
But what I do have is the ability, if you can find a way to turn it into something, we would love to be able to donate a VIP experience at Waterfire that you could raffle off either at your event on the 11th at the Obies, and, you know, that could include a boat ride and being in the VIP tent and maybe something special from
Barnaby.
Tina,
we're going to have to fight for that.
Yeah. Well, since I'm your ride home, I and that's one of the things I was thinking about when Pilar was talking, is I think one of the things that Providence, or maybe even Rhode Island, we don't do a really good job of is really assisting each other. There's a lot of competition, whether it's for funding or whatever the case may be, resources. And one of the things I try to do, and I think Oneyville is really good at, is the partners in Oneyville really kind of share the same vision. Yeah. We really help each other. We know that everything we do is for the betterment of that community.
Right.
And so if Pilar needs something for one of her many initiatives, and there's something that I can do, whether it's a personal, you know, contribution or whether it somehow fits into what One Neighborhood Builders is doing, we're going to assist her.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's for the betterment of community in general.
And well, Water yes. Fire can assist both of you. I didn't mean to just offer it
oh,
to Pilar,
no.
but I...
over there at her end of the table.
Because, again,
absolutely.
We all are sharing the same goal here, which right. is to make our cities safe, creative places where people want to live,
right.
have health care, have all the freedoms that everyone should enjoy.
Yes.
And it's not just Olneyville. I mean, we look at what's happened with that whole West Broadway neighborhood area. That's coming alive.
It is.
Again, which is so nice to see. And I don't live far from where you are down in Olneyville
really?
Because I live in North Providence. So I just come down Manhattan Avenue.
Yes, neighbors. You two are neighbors.
We're going to have to meet at LaSalle.
Right in the middle.
Exactly.
Seven stars.
So yes. What is the best story, one from each of you, of a transformation that you have seen occur?
My favorite story, and you'll if you come to the Obies that night, you'll hear this story. So one of our initiatives is to work with the Providence Police through the Department of Justice grant, and we've been doing that for a couple of years. And the overall goal is to really enhance and build relationships between residents and the police. We have an amazing district commander in Oneyville, Lieutenant Richard Fernandez, who's actually receiving an award that night. He's receiving the Community Policing Award. And in December, we did an event called Operation Navidad, where we partnered with Toys for Tots. Several of our partners, our residents, and about 12 police officers loaded up police trucks with presents, delivered them out to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And one of the residents walked up to the lieutenant and said, "Listen, I just want to let you know, keep doing what you're doing. I've seen what you're doing in this neighborhood, and we really appreciate it. You're the cops with hearts."
You know, aww. That's what we need to hear more of than that integration.
Exactly.
All right. Your favorite story.
My favorite story, I would have to say, I have a million stories about the youth, but I would have to say that the best feeling that I've gotten is the unification. You know, Kobe Dennis, Unified Solutions, the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence, the Met School, Mr. Cedric, Tina, you know, Youth Bill Providence, you know, all of these wonderful partnerships that I've been able to make. And it's been able to not only help me, but help the youth that we serve to think outside of the box and to go past their comfort zone and to take them to see their possibilities. A student or a young person never knows what they can be if you never give them just a possibility, another option. Yeah. And that's what we love to do. That's what I love to do.
And how many of them come back to help?
They don't leave. They're like Cosby kids. They never go home.
Yeah. When you work with youth and you build that relationship, they come back.
A boomerang.
Well, that's
and they stay.
Yeah.
And they eat your food.
But
a lot.
They come back and become mentors.
They become mentors. They volunteer. Excellent. They donate their time. They do a lot.
Well, you know, I am so proud to, again, and honored to have met you and been in that class with you. You always keep me laughing. And Pilar, you know, I got to give it to you, honey. I'm scared of meeting you on that red carpet.
You should see me on Saturday at home.
Please come and dress to impress. It's going to be a blast.
Yes, a good time.
Well, we've been.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my husband. Look at that. Won't
Jesus do it? Look at that.
Let's
God
come back
do it.
Next week.
Yeah. Keep coming here. I won't have to do any fundraisers.
You have champagnes on me next Saturday.
So, everyone, I know that we're going to be having to leave the air in a second, but I wanted to thank again Pilar.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all the good work you're doing, and we stay in touch because let's see
Absolutely.
How we can make it grow and do even more. And I also would like to, you know, dedicate, I think I said this in the beginning, but if I didn't. I meant to. I'd like to dedicate this show to Steve Brown. Steve Brown was the head of the Providence Phoenix and passed away recently. And he's going to be missed very, very much by many of us whose lives that he touched. There is a memorial service on June 5th in Jamestown at a pavilion at Fort Getty. I think I said that right. And that's at 3:30. And, you know, here's to Steve. And, again, you'll be very much missed. And we will look forward to seeing you down by the riverside on June 18th. But, of course, you're going to be listening to the show next Thursday at 4 o'clock, correct? You've been listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business in Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I hope you had as much fun as I did. These ladies rock. And go to the event on June 11th. Is that FET?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Onlyville. Come on. Onlyville. Everyone's going to go down and have a good time.
It's right behind the New York system. Everybody knows where the New York system is. So.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your ride home or your day.